So, as you can see, we're going to look today at the idea of why to trust the Bible.
所以我们今天要在一起探讨为什么我们要信靠圣经。
Maybe some of you made some decisions to start this new year and to read your Bible more.
所以很多人新年开始可能要决定准备多读圣经。
Maybe some of your decisions or goals are to join a Bible study or to come to church more and hear the Bible.
所以有的人可能在新年里是决定要多参加圣经的那个团契的生活，来多来教会，来学习神的话语。
I think it's so important that we resolve in our own mind and heart that we can trust the Bible if we're going to read it, study it, and use it.
牧师认为非常重要的一个问题就是，当我们在学习圣经的时候，最重要的是要我们要首先要相信、信靠这本圣经。
To describe what I think many of us have had happen in our lives with our view of the Bible, I want to share a story with you. About the first car that I bought.
牧师要跟大家分享一下关于他第一次买车的一个经历。
So I was a college student, and I had driven my parents' cars, but I had never owned a car until this point.
所以在读大学的时候啊，牧师他以前都是开父母的车子，现在开始准备买第一辆车子。
I saved my money for a long time, and one day I decided I was going to buy my first car.
所以牧师他用很久的时间来积攒钱，现在决定买一辆车子。
So I went out and bought the car that I could afford, and one that I thought I would have fun with, and that was a Volkswagen Beetle.
所以牧师决定他要买一部他可以付得起的又可以得到很多乐趣的车子，就是大众的那个甲壳虫的那个车子，非常的好玩。
It may seem kind of funny to you that one of the tallest people you've ever met would buy one of the smallest cars that's ever been made.
所以你们可能觉得很可笑，牧师个子这么高，去买一个这么小小的车子。
But I was a poor college student, and that it was all I could afford.
但那时候牧师是一个大学生，这是他能够付得起的一辆车子。
$900 for my first car.
So 900美元买了这辆车子。
You can't even buy an iPhone for that much today.
今天你用那900块钱可能买不到一个 iPhone.
I loved my Beetle though.
但是牧师非常的喜爱他那个小甲壳虫的车子。
And I noticed I had that car for about 7 years.
牧师那辆车子一共用了7年之久。
I drove it everywhere.
开着这个车子到处去。
But my attitude changed during those 7 years about the car.
但是牧师他对这辆车子的态度这七年之中有变化。
Along the way, people began to share stories with me about people they knew that had a Beetle and how it caught on fire or blew up.
很多人跟牧师分享很多人的经历，就是以前也已经用同样的车子，这个车子起火，然后甚至爆炸。
I would take my car in to the mechanic for him to work on it, and he would point out all the problems that I had with my car.
所以牧师带他的车子去看那个车的机械师，那个机械师就会跟他讲这个车子里面一一的这些各种各样的毛病。
I began to get to a point where I wondered if I got in the car whether I could actually get to where I was going. I started to not trust it.
所以牧师就开始怀疑这个车子，他每次坐到这个车子里面就会想，这个车子能不能把他的按期的安全带到那个地点，他就开始怀疑这个车子了。
And then there was the whole issue of peer pressure.
然后当然另外还有一个就是另外一个完全不同的问题，就是他的同伴们，他的同伙对他的这个看法。
All of my friends were driving newer, shinier, faster cars.
所以牧师的朋友他都是开的又快又好又亮的车子。
I began to feel embarrassed about having a Volkswagen Beetle.
所以牧师开始感到有这个小这么小的一个车子感到很尴尬。
I eventually went from being excited about it to not sure if I could trust it to I finally sold it and got rid of it.
所以牧师经历了从一开始非常喜欢非常高兴到不太相信这部车子，到最后最终把它卖掉。
I wonder if some of you have felt the same way about the Bible.
牧师想你们中间是不是有人会对我们的圣经有这样的想法？
Maybe you grew up in a Christian home, or maybe as you first became a Christian, you were excited to learn about the things that God wanted to tell you in the Bible.
我们当中可能有的基督徒是家庭就有这个传统，另外有的可能是自己出信的时候有就非常的兴奋来读圣经。
But over time, perhaps you talked to certain friends, and they weren't Christians, and they would say, well, why do you read something like the Bible? It's just a bunch of myths.
但是你可能会经历到有些不信主的朋友们，他们会来质问你，你为什么会读这样一本书？它是完全是一些神话。
Maybe you've read some articles in the news or seen some television specials where they criticize the Bible and say that it really wasn't from God, that just a bunch of men got together and put it all together.
你也可能看到一些新闻媒介来质问这个圣经的真实性，说这只是一些人在一起，然后他们自己编制的一些故事。
And you go off to your university class or you go to work, and the people around you are talking about the latest movies,and the latest books that came out, and all the new popular things, but very few of them are talking about reading the Bible.
所以你在学校里，你在职场上，那些不信神的朋友们，他们可能会整天讨论的都是最新的电影，最新的事情，他们很少会来谈论我们这本圣经。
Maybe your trust of this book has been eroded over time.
可能你的对圣经的这个信靠慢慢的被侵蚀了。
So we want to look today at some evidences of how can we know the Bible is the Word of God and not just a bunch of man's stories and ideas.
所以我们今天就来探讨我们的圣经确实是神的话语，而不是一帮人在一起编织的故事。
The first evidence I want to present to you is what the Bible says about itself.
我们第一个证据从圣经上看是圣经它自己就提供了这些证据。
Could you move that slide back to 2 Timothy 3:16 again, the one we just read?
我们再来看提摩太后书第三章第十六节。
Maybe it's not that easy. There we go. This is probably one of the most powerful passages in the Bible that describes what the Bible says about itself.
这一句经文是圣经里面最有力量的一句话，来讲到圣经是神所默示的。
It says all Scripture is God breathed. Another way of translating that would be it's all inspired by God.
所以这里讲到圣经都是神所默示的，也就是凡神默示的圣经。
And we see that it's useful for teaching us, for rebuking us, correcting us.And training us in righteousness.
所以讲到这个与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
That's why when you come to church, we teach from the Bible. We don't just open up some new book that just came out and talk about it.
所以我们来到教会都是要看圣经，而不是看现在新出的什么书所讲的。
And maybe today, if you have doubts about whether you can trust the Bible,This message will help you, but also it's helping to equip you to go talk to others about the value of the Bible.
如果你今天对圣经有怀疑，希望今天的这个信息可以帮助你，并且帮助你装备你去跟别人也讲圣经是真实的。
It would be one thing for John Liu here to come up and say,point to me and say, this is Pastor Dave, he's the pastor of Hope Church.
可以我们鲁俊弟兄可能上来讲说这是我们的 David 牧师是 Hope Church 这边的主任牧师。
Some of you might believe John, some of you might not believe him.
你们有些人可能会相信鲁俊弟兄，有些人可能会不相信。
But for me to come and say that about myself, I am the pastor of Hope Church.
但是如果牧师自己上来讲，我是这个Hope Church 的主任牧师。
I'm either telling the truth or I'm lying to you.
那牧师可能就是讲的是真的，或者他是在撒谎。
If I'm telling you the truth, I would hope that you would trust that everything I would tell you would be the truth.
如果牧师讲的是真的，他希望你能够相信他所讲的都是真的。
And if I'm lying about that, then you probably shouldn't listen to anything else I would say because you don't know if anything I would say would be the truth.
所以如果牧师是在撒谎的话，你可能他所讲的以后啊一切的东西你都不会相信了。
The Bible claims thousands of times to be the Word of God.
圣经里面有一千多次讲到这是神的，圣经是神的话。
In the Old Testament alone, 3,800 times you see the phrase "the Word of the Lord."
So, 就是在New Testament,
Old Testament,
在旧约里面有300多次都讲到是神的话。
You use other phrases like "God said" or "Thus saith the Lord."
所以很多时候都会用啊，神是这样讲的，神这么说。
Every writer who helped write the Bible, inspired by God, believed that they were writing the very words God wanted them to communicate.
所以圣经里面这些啊书的作者都是他们都是认为自己是被神所默示的，是在写神所讲给他们的话语。
You can go back to that outline now. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21,We read about how God gave the Bible to man, and then how it came to us.
So, in 彼得后书第一章二十到二十一节，在这里讲到神是怎么样把这个神的话语给人。
The passage reads, "Knowing this, first of all, no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man."But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
所以在第二十到二十一节这里讲到，第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
God led the writers of the Bible to write what they were writing.
就神自己亲自带领这些写圣经的作者来写这本圣经。
He breathed those words from himself into their lives.
神就是亲自默示，然后让这些作者把这个话语写出来。
Peter says in this passage that they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. They were led by the Holy Spirit of God.
所以在这里彼得讲到人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
And then in their own writing style, they recorded the ideas that God had placed on their hearts either through a vision or a dream or sometimes from a direct verbal passing on of his word.
所以每个作者他按他们不同的风格就把神种在他们心里的这些思想写出来，他们通过意象、做梦，甚至是直接从神那里得到启示来得到这些想法还有观念。
So the first evidence, again, you can look at to trust the Bible is that it firmly states to be the Word of God itself.
所以第一个证据就是在圣经里他自己在提到就是神的话是神所写的。
The second piece is what I call the unity of diverse sources that point to divine inspiration.
所以第二点就是讲到我们各种各样的信息来源都来指向圣经是神所默示的。
This part is amazing to me and points so clearly to how God had to oversee the whole writing of the Bible.
所以这一点呢就是让牧师感到非常神奇的，就是各种各样的信息来指向神写的这本圣经。
40 different authors wrote the Bible we have today.
So, 我们今天圣经是有40个作者来写的各种这所有的书在里面。
They wrote it over a period of 1,500 years.
这部圣经是经过历时1500年写成的。
They were a very unusually diverse group of people.
所以这一些写圣经的作者他们是非常的背景非常的不一样。
There were two kings and two priests.
所以有两个王也有两个祭司。
Two fishermen and two shepherds.
有两个渔夫也有两个牧羊人。
You had Paul the Pharisee and Joshua the soldier.
所以我们有保罗他是一个法利赛人 我们有加索，然后他是一个士兵。
You had Matthew the tax collector and Luke the doctor.
马克是一个收税的税吏，然后路加他是一个医生。
But they all brought a consistent theme that weaves throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament of God's love for man.
但是在从旧约到新约，这些作者都同样的指出一个主题，就是神爱众人。
The unified theme we see is one of God making us, desiring to know us, showing His grace to forgive us, and then wanting to lead us.
所以整个这个主题就是神他他造我们，并且渴望理解我们，指引我们。
Let's pretend I took us on a field trip this afternoon to New York City.
牧师说他今天来假设下午要去纽约试一趟。
And I sent you all out into the streets of Manhattan with one assignment.
所以牧师把我们大家都送到曼哈顿的街道上去做一个任务。
I said, go find people on the street and ask them to write an article about what the meaning of life is.
然后你去问街上碰到的人，我们人生的目的是什么？
And if we collected 40 of those articles from a very diverse group of people in Manhattan,
如果我们从曼哈顿大街来收集到这40篇文章，
Wall Street brokers and cab drivers,
所以有华尔街的那些投资家，然后呢有出租车司机。
Supermodels, prostitutes,
有超模也有妓女。
Hot dog salesmen,
有卖热狗的。
What are the chances that all 40 of those essays on the meaning of life would be even close to saying the same thing?
所以你可以想象他们所写的关于人生的目的是不是会很相近。
But over 1500 years,God spoke to people who recorded His words and then preserved that in what we have as the Bible today.
但是在历经历史1500年，神他让这40个作者然后来记录并且保存神的话。
A third piece of evidence is archaeological finds that have proven many people and events of the Bible to be true.
另外一个证据就是考古学的发现。也证明圣经上很多人物和事件都是真实存在并发生过的。
The science of archaeology has done much to prove the truth of the Christian story and the Christian message.
所以考古学里面的很多发现都证实了圣经里面很多的事情。
Probably the greatest find of all was in 1947 when what is today known as the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the Middle East.
可能迄今为止最重要的一件发现就是在1947年在死海发现的死海古卷。那个时候发现那个圣经的那个古卷。
A man threw a rock that landed in a cave. As he listened to the sound of the rock, he heard it shattering a piece of pottery.
所以有一个人不经意地扔一块石子去死海旁边一个岩洞里。他听到石头落下来，打碎了一个陶器。
As he went into the cave and looked at what was in there, they discovered all of these scrolls that had been written about 400 years before Jesus.
所以那个人就走进去，去看看出了什么事情。他发现那里那些陶器里面装的都是一些古卷，都是在公元400年以前写成的。
And that find contained much of the Old Testament, the Jewish Old Testament, and it was virtually identical to some of the earliest finds we'd had up to that point.
所以他发现的那一些古卷，其实就是跟当时最早的旧约的圣经非常的相似。
They had copies of the Old Testament from 900 AD, and they compared those with the Dead Sea Scrolls from 400 BC. And they were virtually identical in content.
所以他们就来比较当时在公元九百年的那个旧约的版本，来比较这个死海古卷四百年前的这个死海古卷，发现是惊人的一致。
Archaeologists have found cities, as they have unearthed cities and found other scrolls and writing that has supported the authenticity of biblical names, biblical places, biblical events.
所以，很多其他的考古学发现也证明了很多，通过发现一些书卷，也证明很多圣经里面的人物、圣经里面的地点所记载的地点，还有很多的事件。
Evidence number four is fulfilled prophecies from the Bible show it to be God-given.
在证据第四点就讲到很多预言的应验也来，圣经里预言的应验也来证明这是神所赐给我们的。
A prophecy is when someone predicts what they believe will happen in the future.
预言就是有人来宣告将来所要发生的事情。
I could stand before you today and say, I predict that in about 3 hours it's going to be dark outside.
牧师可能说，我宣告三个小时之后外面就会变得黑了。
Now we all know that it's going to be dark outside, so you'd look at me and say, who cares? I mean, any of us could do that. That's not from God.
你可能会说啊，牧师，这个我们都知道，三个小时以后会天黑，这个不是从神那里来。
But the Bible contains 2,500 different prophecies about the future.
但是在圣经里面记载有2500个预言关于将来要发生的事情。
Many of these were given hundreds of years before Jesus to the Jews, and they are contained in the Old Testament.
很多这些预言都是在旧约里面预言在预言很多年以前，甚至几百年、几千年以前，关于主耶稣基督的预言。
Out of these 2,500 prophecies, over 2,000 of them have been fulfilled perfectly by today.
所以在这2500个预言之中，有超过2000个都已经完全的应验了。
Mathematicians have tried to calculate the probability of all these prophecies coming true.
所以数学家们他们在推算哈，所有这些预言的都能够实现的可能性。
And then I forgot to mention too, the other 500 are all about Jesus' return and the end time, so they are yet to be fulfilled.
所以牧师补充一下，就是在剩下的500个预言都是关于耶稣基督再来的预言，所以这都是将要实现的预言。
The mathematician said the probability, the likelihood of these prophecies all being fulfilled is 1 in 10 with 2,000 zeros after the 10.
所以这些数学家们来推算这个预言那完全应验的这个可能性是1比下面是20个零，可能是，所以非常的小，非常的少。
Someone pictured it this way. If you were to take the state of Texas, a very large state in America,
如果我们来想一下德克萨斯州是美国很大的一个州。
And you filled it 2 feet deep with silver coins.
所以你把整个德克萨斯州的地上都来撑满这个两英尺厚的这个银币。
The entire state filled 2 feet deep with silver coins.
整个这个州都会都来堆满这个两英尺深的这个银币。
And I took one coin and I marked an X on it and threw it out there somewhere.
所以当我拿一个硬币，然后上面做个记号，然后把它放在里面。
And you walked all around the state and finally you reached down, you picked up one coin.
所以呢，你就随便的走过去，然后就拿起一个硬币。
And sure enough, that's the one that had the X on it.
所以你看到这个是有记号的那一个。
That's how strong of a probability there is of 2,000 prophecies being fulfilled through Scripture.
这就是2000个预言应验的可能性。
Many of the prophecies are things that no one could have had any influence on, such as the conditions of Jesus' birth or the conditions of his death.
很多所应言的事情都不是这些预言家所能够控制的，比如说像耶稣诞生的这些环境。
Another evidence that the scripture we have today is divinely inspired.
所以另外一件证据就是我们今天所要Can you see that last word?
Divinely inspired.
Divinely,
by God. Inspired by God.
就是圣经是被神所默示的。
A fifth witness that I would present to you is the changed lives of millions of Christ followers who have learned from the Bible and been led by God from reading His Word.
所以另外一个证据就是成千上万的基督徒他们的生命被翻转，因为他们在读了圣经然后学习神的话语以后被神所引领，生命发生改变。
Let me ask you a question. You can answer by raising your hand. How many of you have ever read something in the Bible and you learned something from it about God?
所以我们请大家举起手来，你读过圣经，你没有从圣经当中学到一些东西？
You learned something, okay. And how about, have you ever read the Bible and it actually...God used it to speak to you. He maybe encouraged you, or he instructed you, or he directed your path in some ways. Anybody ever had that experience? You read the Bible and you get a message out of it for you.
大家读圣经有没有觉得神是对你自己讲话，在指引你，在帮助你？
So take all those hands here, multiply those by tens of thousands of churches all over the world, hundreds of millions of people following God.Throughout the last several thousand years, and you see the huge testimony of God's word to change lives.
我们把我们今天我们都能够从圣经里面得到很多生命的改变。我们想到在外面有成千上万的教会，有成百万的人，他们通过圣经来学习神的话语，改变自己的生命。
The Bible is the best-selling book in the history of the world. There are over 5 billion copies of the Bible that are in print.
所以圣经是人类历史上最流行的一本书，有超过500亿的圣经的书本在外面。
It is in every major language known to man.
所以它呢，以各种人类所所各样各有各有各种各样的文字来出版。
You can read it in print or read it on your phone.
你可以来读印刷出来的文字，也可以读你在你的电缝里面的这些电子版。
You can read it on your tablet or computer.
你可以从电脑上读，也可以从你的手。
You can listen to it being read while you're going to work.
你也可以来听圣经，在你上班的路上。
You can study it on your own or study it in groups.
你可以自己来灵修，你也可以大家一起。
You can hear it taught in sermons and in classes.
你可以通过来听讲道，还有通过去主日学来学习。
But the purpose of God's word is more than information; it's transformation.
但是，我们圣经的目的不仅仅是让你知道这个信息，而是要改变你的生命。
In 1991, I had an opportunity to go to Moscow in Russia on a missions trip.
牧师在1991年有一个机会去莫斯科来传教。
We had a friend who was a missionary there, and he said that after communism fell in Russia, there was a huge hunger that people had to hear about Christianity and to hear about God.
所以那个地方有一个有一个传道者，他讲到在那边共产主义失败以后，那里有一个。人民都有非常的饥饿感来学习圣经。
We took a dozen high school and college students and went to Russia for 2 weeks.
所以牧师那个时候也带了一对年轻人，有高中生，有大学生，一起去莫斯科宣教。
We were handing out pamphlets about Jesus and actually handing out Bibles in Russian to people who wanted one.
所以那个时候他们就发一些小册子来讲耶稣的小册子，甚至有圣经给那当地的人。
I'll never forget one day as we stood in Gorky Park in Moscow.
牧师永远不会忘记有一天他们站在那里有一个公园里，在莫斯科有个公园里。
An old, old man came walking up to me with one of our pamphlets in his hand.
所以有一个非常年老的一个人，他走过来，拿着牧师他们发的一个小册子。
He said, "I found this on the ground over there across the park. Is it yours?"
他呢就跟这个牧师讲，他说，我从那个对面路上那个捡到这个小册子，是不是你们的？
I told him, "Yes, we've been handing these out to people. Some of them wanted them. This person obviously threw theirs on the ground."
牧师说，是的，我们在发这些小册子，看到有一个人他领了这个小册子以后就随手扔掉了。
And so then he said, "Could I keep it?" I said, "Certainly."
所以那个老人就问我可不可以保留这个小册子，牧师说，当然了，可以了。
And then I offered him a Bible in Russian.
然后牧师就给他一本俄文的圣经。
Tears began to well up in his eyes.
这个老人就开始流泪。
His name was Paul, he told me.
他说他的名字叫保罗。
And he described how he had owned a Bible many years before.
他讲到很多年以前他曾经拥有一本圣经。
In a country where it was illegal to own a Bible.
那个时候在在那里是不合法，拥有圣经是不合法的。
One day, a neighbor had turned him in to the police.
所以有一天，他的邻居出卖了他，把他交给警察局。
They came to his apartment, searched his apartment, found his Bible, and took it from him.
所以这个警察局的人就来把他的家搜索了一遍，把那个圣经就拿走了。
And they put him in jail for a time.
他们还把这个人给关到监狱里一段时间。
And as he received this Bible again in Russian, which he had not had a Bible for many, many years,
所以他今天收到这本圣经，他这么多年都没有一本圣经了。
We were both crying these tears of joy in the middle of the park.
所以牧师跟这个老人就一起，他们就欢喜掉泪。
And it renewed my passion again for the Word of God, seeing how valuable it was to this man who had risked everything.
所以这件事情也重新更新了牧师对圣经对神的话的热忱，通过这个老人的见证。
The sixth piece of evidence I would suggest to you of why the Bible couldn't have come from men, or why the Bible is divine, is that it could not have come from men.
所以第六个证据就是为什么圣经不是从人来，而是从神那里来的一个证据是。
First, there's the unclarity factor. If I was going to write the Bible, I would write it a lot clearer than it is today and make it a lot easier to understand.
So, 第一就是牧师认为是这个不这个确切。如果牧师说今天他自己来写，他可能会写得更清楚。
The book of Job, God tells us, "My ways are not your ways. My ways are higher than your ways. You won't understand all of the ways of God."
所以在约伯上讲到说，约伯记上讲到神的道路高过我们的道路，我们可能永远不能够体会到神的话。
There is much you can understand in the Bible, but even after studying it for 40 years, I'll tell you there are a lot of things in here that are difficult to understand. That only with God's assistance can we gain that understanding.
圣经上很多事情我们都可以理解明白，但是也有很多事情我们不能够明白，我们只能靠神的帮助。靠神给我们亮光。
A second reason it couldn't have come from men is what I call a transparency factor.
所以在第二个方面就是在圣经是神所写的，就是它的透明度。
If I was going to make up a religion and try to convince people to follow it, I would put the heroes of those religions as perfect people.
所以如果牧师说如果他来写的话，他会把里面的那些所有的英雄人物都塑造成非常完美的人物。
But you won't find a person in the Bible other than Jesus who wasn't a Christian but also sinned grievously at the same time.
所以在圣经上，除了我们的主基督耶稣之外，你找不到另外一个人，他既是一个基督徒，又是有非常的非常罪非常严重的罪恶。
If I was going to write the Bible and trying to create a religion, I wouldn't have Abraham, the father of the Jewish faith, running off twice and lying about his wife, saying that she's my sister.
所以如果牧师来写这个圣经，他不会让亚伯拉罕两次撒谎来说他的太太是他的妹妹。
I also wouldn't have him going in and having sex with his maid because he got tired of waiting for a child.
甚至他也不会，牧师说他也不会让这个亚伯拉罕去另外娶一个妾，为了要得到一个儿子。
I wouldn't have another one of the great heroes of the faith, David, going off and committing adultery and then murdering someone.
也不会让我们圣经里面非常有名的一个人物大卫王，让他去那个犯奸淫罪，然后甚至杀人。
I wouldn't have the two greatest heroes of the New Testament, Peter, denying that he even knew Jesus in his moment of truth.
所以牧师也不会让这个彼得，他的是耶稣主耶稣的一个重要的门徒。去在那个关键的时候否认认识主耶稣。
I wouldn't write about Paul going off and putting Christians to death before he became one.
我们牧师也不会让保罗，使徒保罗，他去严重的迫害基督徒。
God wants to show us that the people in the Bible are just like us.
神是要向我们显现，在圣经里面的人物就像我们一样。
They do well.And then they don't do well.
他们可能有些事情做得不错，另外有些事情又跌倒了。
God has nothing to hide from us, and He lays it all out in His Word.
所以神没有向我们掩盖什么样的东西，他把所有的事件都呈现在我们眼前。
It's been said that if good men had written the Bible, and they were actually making it all up, then they wouldn't be good men because they'd be liars.
所以，如果是真的是人在写的这个圣经的话，他们肯定不是这么写，他们肯定是在撒谎。
If evil men wrote the Bible and made it all up, then they would actually be condemning themselves by what they wrote in it.
所以，如果是一个坏人来写这本圣经，那他们可能就写这本书，肯定全部是编造的，因为他们就是在给他们自己定罪。
And so we see that the Bible has to be the very words of God.
所以我们看到圣经一定是神亲自所写的。
There's a lot more we can say about it. I want to close with a couple of other passages because oftentimes people will say, what about the Bible we have today? How do we know this is really the same words that God gave to people 2,000 years ago?
所以很多人有时候会问到，我们怎么知道今天我们所读的这本圣经就是2000年以前那个原本的那个圣经呢。
In Luke 21:33, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."
在路加福音第21:33，神这样讲：天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
In Deuteronomy 4, the writer records the words of God telling.The Jews not to add or subtract anything from His word.
所以在《生命记》第四章第一节到第二节，这里《生命记》的作者也讲到，第二节讲到神说，所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减。
We see the same concept that comes out in the book of Revelation, where God threatens to visit the plagues of the book of Revelation.On anyone who adds or subtracts from His word.
所以在启示录神也讲到如果我们加添神的话，神会把大瘟疫降下来。
When God gave His word to us, it was complete.
当神给我们他的话是完全的。
There's nothing in here that it should be taken away, and He doesn't want us to add on to the Bible.In a way that he equals the authority of Scripture.
所以神不许我们加添删减。
Things are so different today than they were when the Bible was given.
所以今天跟当年圣经被神给我们的时候是完全不一样了。
The biggest difference that they had back then were two things. One was oral tradition.
在那个时候是很多是用口传的很多传统。
And when people experienced something profound or heard great teaching, they would go tell other people about them. And because their mind was not filled with television shows and cell phones and advertisements, they were able to exactly relate what happened.
所以在古时候那个时候人要是听到在很多方面听到很多重要的思想，他们就会去口传。那个时候还没有电视，各种媒介，所以他们的大脑不会被那些事情所充斥， 他们就会记住啊，很多就是非常确切的一些记载。
And in the day before recordings and cameras, the way that people would preserve something was to take what was written and copy it word for word onto another scroll.
那个时候也没有录音机，也没有这些 copy machine， 没有这些复印的东西。所以当他们要是要要把这些话语记下来，他们就一遍一遍的抄下来，一个字一个字的抄。
People like that were called scribes.
所以这些人叫做速抄员。
And the scribe had to be meticulous to not make any mistakes. It carefully copied word for word, and that's how the Bible was passed down from generation to generation accurately.
所以这些人在抄写的时候是非常的认真仔细，一个字一个字的啊，这样的话才可以一代一代的传下来。
The key is that what God gave in a miraculous way, he could also preserve or save in the same miraculous way so that you and I today could have the same words that he gave and still benefit from reading his word.
所以同样的，不仅神给我们他的自己的话，并且他能够保证非常有奇迹的把这些话保留下来，让我们可以今天能够看到这个同样的这些神的话语。
The Bible is authoritative, it's inspired, and it's trustworthy.
所以我们的圣经是神所默示的，可以让我们可以激励我们，它是有权威的，也是可以值得信赖的。
For 40 years, I have read this book, believing it to be the Word of God. It has been my guide.In my instruction manual.
所以牧师讲到他这本圣经读过，已经读了40年。这本圣经就是指引他的一个册子，一个手册。
It has been my love letter from God and my source of wisdom.
这本圣经也是牧师他认为是神所写给他的情书，也是他
It has never led me wrong.
这本书不会让牧师犯错误。
If you have doubts today, is this really a book I can trust?
所以如果你今天有疑虑，想，这本书是不是我可以值得信赖？
I would simply encourage you to read it.
我就是要鼓励你，就是要去读它。
The Bible doesn't need me or you or anyone else to defend it.
所以这个圣经不会让你
Hopefully this helps you to understand a little bit more about how we got it and why we could trust it.
所以当你读这个圣经的话，你就会理解这个神的话语。
But my ultimate challenge for people who have grave doubts or who are very critical of the Bible is why don't you read it and then let's talk again and tell me what you think.
所以牧师对那些对圣经有很严重的怀疑的人他的挑战是你为什么不去读一读呢？然后我们再来讨论。
It's a great passage that says God's word will not return void when it goes out.
有一句非常有名的圣经里面一句话，就是神的话绝不突然。
And I believe He wants to accomplish great things in all of our lives this year through His word.
牧师认为神今年会通过他的话语在这里做很多的奇妙的大工。
Now let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, I thank you that you are a God who speaks.
主，我们感谢你，你是一位对我们讲话的主。
We read that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
所以我们读到在太初有道，道与神同在。
You spoke the world into being. You brought your Son Jesus to us as the living Word.
你让这个世界成通过话语让这个世界形成，并把你的独生子送到这个世界上。
You communicated to prophets and leaders and gave them these words to write that we now hold in our hands as your holy Bible.
你通过先知，通过很多 很多 这些先知还有国王给我们讲话，让我们知道你的话语。
And God, while people have tried to discredit or criticize the Bible for thousands of years, it has continued to stand the test of time.
虽然很多人这么几千年来都想来否定这本圣经，可是这本圣经经得起考验。
This very day, as we sit here in Connecticut, millions and millions of people are gathering in churches all over the world to hear your word taught.
今天我们在康州，我们知道在世界各地成千上万的人聚集在教会里来查考你的话语。
I pray that you'd grow our trust in it.
我们在这里祷告，你让你来加添我们的信心。
And most of all, that you'd help us to use it this year in our lives.
更让我们能够在新的一年里能够来用我们的这本圣经。
We pray that we would be hearers of the word and doers of your word.
我们在这里祷告，我们能不仅能够听到你的话语，我们而且把你的话语行出去。
Help us as we help others to find this great resource that they can use in their life as well.
也让我们能够把这本圣经传出去，能够传给别人，能够成为他们的能够成为他们的指示。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。